conclusion?
So Richard has reported.
Yes, I've just got a comment about the our position on farm environment management plans. So as has been mentioned, Behrens New Zealand is developing an industry environmental management code of practice, which is essentially taking all the information that the industry has developed over the last 47 years and identifying specific activities that could be used on farm and which represent good environmental management practice. We think that the use of GMPs will not only be more effective than a blanket rule, but also affordable. A good example is the strategic use of sediment traps and wetlands to contain contaminants on farm, compared with fully excluding stock from waterways on farm. A small farm scale study on a 2005 Southland Focus farm demonstrated this, as a provided section of the Focus Farm newsletter outlines. Our industry levies are funding an AgResearch long-term water quality monitoring project on a range of high and hill country deer farms, including one large farm in Southland. The project will examine water quality against farming practices. The code of practice is expected to be approved by the end of this year, and we then expect deer farmers to develop deer farm environment management plans compliant with this code. While only a small industry with limited funds, Deer Industry New Zealand and the New Zealand Deer Farming Association branches will commit to working with Beef and Land New Zealand and Environment Southland to encourage adherence to the code and use of the FEMP should there be an approach that encourages collaboration and develops trust between the farmer, the catchment community and the regulator. New Zealand Deer Farmers Association Southland thanks the Commissioners for hearing our concerns.
Thank you very much for coming in and taking the time to present to us. I think when we were hearing from your association in Canterbury, the panel there said if every farmer actually implemented what's in your manual, then we'd be in a pretty good position. So just to reiterate that position. You have done a lot of good work in the country.
Just maybe to add to that, the code of practice is essentially taking a lot of material that you see in the Landcare Manual and the DFX sheets and the five foods farms and putting it into the context of this as a template of the various GMPs to which you say, I think you're aware of this publication, which is the Green Power Industries.
Is that the Canterbury one?
Yes, that's the Canterbury
one. Yeah, no, we're very familiar with that.
Yes. So the issue about industry sort of taking action, I think, you know, we've got the nuts and bolts behind the farm environment plan.
Yep, you do. Right, thank you very much.